Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Over much of North America, skeins of geese and ducks are heading south down the flyways to warmer climes. But as the weather cools, some birds flock to wetlands and waters not so far away. Frank Corrado has this bird note.
Autumn brings back many kinds of ducks to our lakes and ponds, but few are as instantly recognizable as the duck aptly named Northern Shoveler. The Northern Shoveler's oversized, spoon-shaped bill helps it stand out in even the most crowded pond. And while it doesn't actually use its bill to shovel, the Northern Shoveler's extra-large bill has a very special function. Many ducks tip downward to feed, their heads submerged, their tails pointing to the sky. The shoveler, though, skims tiny plants and animals off the water's surface. Holding its bill flat at the surface and moving its head side to side, the shoveler pulls water in at the tip of its bill, then filters out the edibles with the help of tiny, comb-like structures on its tongue. And shovelers are social feeders. Picture dozens of shovelers feeding side by side as one, a feathered phalanx paddling and sweeping the surface, all the while rotating in a circular pattern across the pond. A pinwheeling mass of feathers and bills in shades of emerald green, brown, and white.
That's Frank Corrado for Bird Note. You can see videos of Northern Shovelers at our website, loe.org. And while you're online, flap over to our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. In Northern California, there's a new fashion,